Blog Talk Radio. Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercy. You're tuned into Blog Talk Radio. This is an impromptu broadcast, the course of Soul Class. We humbly suggest and even assert we have a higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class, Soul Class Presentation 663, an emergency broadcast to assist the human family experience. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. With Creator's help, this is an impromptu broadcast starting now at 9:25, 2017, a little after 9:30 p.m. It's actually 9:42 Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, equals USA, equals AKA Unified Soul Actualization. Focus of this program will be reading from a letter from the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. Our call number will be 347-838-8669. Although I didn't do any promotion prior to this broadcast, but if you are catching us live, you can call in and make the show a little more organic in nature, content, and soulful dialogue. The tags for tonight's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel collaborating with the children of Noah to remove hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed upon the face of this blessed earth. The other tags are Torah, inner dimensions and outer dimensions, improve the spirit, improve the physical, and 7 billion plus human stewards, this blessed earth. So let's turn down the air raid siren. Didn't mean to shock anyone, but of course with the events that are going on in this world right now, some people are quite concerned what's going on in the conflict between, at least the verbal conflict, it hasn't got any further than verbal conflict. Differences of opinion, viewpoints, and arrogance exhibited by the North Korean government, of course, the American government as well. I'd like to focus on two teachings tonight, blessed souls, in about a half hour that we have. Number one, I'd like to hearken you back to 5722, the Hebrew calendar year, which was 55 plus years ago. There was a letter penned by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, responding to expectations for the coming year, 5723. Now, we all know that at that period of time, in 1962, there was in fact a conflict with the United States, verbally and logistically, militarily, between the United States of America and the Russian communist government. And Baruch Hashem, it was diffused. With that being said, the Rebbe, before it fully manifested, and thank God again, it didn't become an outright war, nuclear war for that matter, the Rebbe wrote a letter addressed to the children of Israel, but it also has implications for the entire human family experience. So I'd like to read this letter. And the Rebbe penned this letter originally on the 25th of Elul, which was 5 days before the Hebrew calendar New Year, 5723, Tav Shin Chav Gimel. And this is how it went. Hearty greetings and blessing. The year 5722, which is about to end, has been one of serious repercussions in the world at large and the Jewish world in general. Mounting tension and anxiety, a quickening of the race for armed supremacy, and the general confusion and vacillation in international relations have reached new heights in the past year. Now, there's an interesting lesson of how we see that 55 years ago, what's plaguing us today was taking place 55 years ago. Not that we believe that it had to happen 55 years later, in this late summer, early Indian summer, but rather because the lessons of the past were not learned, and cooler heads have not prevailed, and the wisdoms of Torah and the wisdom of the nations have not been properly accessed and dispersed amongst the 7 billion human inhabitants, human stewards. So we find ourselves reflecting back 55 years ago and to see that it's quite accurate to describe what's going on today. A mountaining of tension and anxiety, a quickening for the race war armed supremacy, and the general confusion, vacillation, international relations have reached new heights in the past year, especially within the last month. But the Rebbe also pinpointed out on a particularized level, while in regard to the Jewish people in particular, we have witnessed the insecurity of some Jewish communities in various parts of the world. And the same holds today. Just do a little research, you'll see. The situation on the individual level, as reflected in the everyday life of the individual Jew, has not been overly gratifying either. For though there have been strong and persistent awakening and quest for return to our eternal fountains of faith bound up with the Torah and mitzvot, the opportunities have unfortunately not been utilized to an adequate degree. In these days of the slichot, well, actually we in Chabad we have our tradition not to say any more slichot, but the rest of our brethren and sister in law are still saying them, so more power to you. At this time, facing the arrival of the new year, we're now in a new year, 5778, may it bring much good to us and our people. Every Jew should ask of himself or herself, what can I do to improve and secure the situation in the coming year? What can I do for my fellow, for myself, for my people, and for the world at large? Rosh Hashanah provides the answer. It also provides the opportunity. So hopefully we sought out Rosh Hashanah as connected to the answer to these matters, and we maximized our opportunity. And if we haven't, Nidkan for fallen, still not too late. We still have the days of Yom Kippur coming up, and Sukkot, and Hoshana Rabbah, and Shmini Atzeres, or Simchas Torah. The central that's what I'm adding in parenthetically. The central theme of Rosh Hashanah is the renewal of our affirmation of the divine sovereignty through our coronation of God as King and gladly accepting His kinship jubilantly, most subserviently, and very reverently proclaiming His rule and submitting ourselves to His will. On Rosh Hashanah, the Jew gives effect to the divine call, "Make me King over you," requesting of the Creator of all creation, "Make me King over you." A call addressed to each and every one of us, Jew and Jewess. Since every individual Jew is a component part of our Jewish people as a whole, the proclamation of divine sovereignty by each one of us individually realizes the coronation of God as the King of Israel and His Redeemer. That's right, blessed soul, the Creator is our Redeemer. That's not a contradiction of the fact that we will have a flesh and blood Redeemer in the form of Mashiach Tekin, our righteous Messiah. And our personal acceptance of the divine sovereignty in the midst of all of our people has its effect upon the entire world in which we live and in the entire universe, so that it brings fulfillment of our prayer, our God and God of our fathers, reign upon the entire universe. Acceptance of the divine sovereignty expresses itself in ordering our daily life to be in full accord with the divine majesty's will and commandments, given to us by the King who wills life, offering us a true and worthy life, as embodied in the Torah of life, as you are prone to hear me say, blessed souls, Torah Chaim, the Torah of life and mitzvot, commandment, which is written, quote, "and ye shall live by them." Such a life ensures a harmonious and happy life for the individual, for the community, and for the entire universe, happy both spiritually and materially. For in truth, the spiritual and material do not constitute separate worlds, as we declare in the Shema, significantly included in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, "Hear, O Israel." When a Jew understands and perceives that God is our Lord of the individual as of our people, and that God is one, everyone forever, the Jew brings about and reveals the unity of the universe. He recognized that it is the spiritual which determines the physical. Hence, an improvement in the spiritual life brings an improvement in the material life. The betterment in the spiritual life and fulfillment of the Divine Majesty's commands must come in both areas, in the commandments relating to our duties toward God and those relating to our duties to fellow men and women as well. This is emphasized by the Rosh Hashanah call, Teshuvah, return, tefillah, prayer, and tzedakah, charity, avert the evil decree. Teshuvah, return, is the firm resolution to return to our King with a sincere contrition for past disobedience and resolute determination for a better life in the future, and must express itself in both tefillah, the area of duty towards God, and tzedakah in interhuman relations. These combined together bring to the individual, to our people as a whole, and to the world at large. And there the Rebbe signed off. We're wishing everyone to be written in, and be sealed in for a good and sweet year, both materially and spiritually, with the blessing of Chesima v'Chesima. The Rebbe concluded with the blessing of being written and sealed in a way that's very apparent and very revealed. So, blessings, I now want to turn to, well, those perhaps, I even include myself, what if we didn't maximize our efforts? Well, we turned to the Baal Shem Tov, and that was a freely transcribed letter, translated letter, that I hadn't found in the Feynman's Frankel Show. What I'm going to be reading from, blessed souls, is in fact from the works of the translation of the seminal work of the Baal Shem Tov, known as Kesser Shem Tov, the crown of the good name, where the Baal Shem, and this was translated by Rabbi Yaakov Peli, by Nishmas Mordechai ben Tzvi Hershel Levi, Igar ben Alexandra Olav Shalom. And what this letter indicates is how do we distinguish between the righteous and the intermediate, talking about people like ourselves, and I speak of myself before anyone else. And also for those people who are stuck in their inability to change and to grow. And from that point on, I want to share in the conclusion of the program before we segue into our favorite segue ending musical productions of David Dome, that lunar calendar years, which concluded with the number 8, and now we're in the year 5778, have had very historical outcomes for the nation of Israel and also had an effect on the world in general. So let's first go to the Talmudic tractate of Rosh Hashanah, page 16, side B. Rabbi Kruspadai said in the name of Yochanan, three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah, the lunar Hebrew calendar year. One of the completely wicked individuals, one of the completely righteous, and one of the intermediate. Completely righteous individuals are immediately inscribed and sealed for life. The completely wicked are immediately inscribed and sealed for death. And the intermediate are left with their judgment suspended from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, which is this coming Shabbat, Bezer Hashem, with the help of the Most High. If they merit, they're inscribed for life. If they do not merit, they're inscribed for death. So the Baal Shem Tov went on to elucidate the following. These three books, the word for book in the singular is called Sefer. It's related to the Hebrew word saper, to recount or to speak. The three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah represent three distinct approaches to speech. Concerning the book of the righteous, the speech of the righteous is distinguished in that the tzaddik, the righteous soul, utters words of prayer with the sole intention of uniting the world of speech with the world of thought. He intends merely to serve as a conduit to draw God's light from the realm of thought to the world of speech, thereby bringing benefit to the Shekhinah, divine presence, that corresponds to the world of speech. The righteous are immediately written for life, meaning that due to their attention, that is solely for the sake of Creator, their words are immediately attached to Creator, the source of life, the source of all life, the source of my life, the source of your life, the source of life for the entire universe. In this way, the prayers they utter on Rosh Hashanah become a book of life. Moreover, the righteous are written in the very book of life that they create. They write their own destiny, blessed souls, as much as they can as human beings. while their thoughts are completely attached to Creator, that which is destined to happen to them is recorded written in their thoughts. And since they have no ulterior motives, the very words of their prayers that are entirely attached to Creator intercede on their behalf so that the content of their prayers are answered. Intermediates, which is basically most of us, by contrast have dual intentions. And I think you'll understand why most of us are intermediates. We intermediates, we want the words of our prayers to serve as vehicles for the Shekhinah, Divine Presence. But we also want Creator to fulfill the actual requests that form the content of our prayers. Therefore, our words are not entirely attached to Creator, and our prayers are left suspended until Yom Kippur, because on that day the world at large is revealed and all thoughts are elevated. When that occurs, the content of their prayers are also taken into account, and the requests are granted. So we still have much to hope for, blessed souls. Now, again, we are now in the Hebrew lunar calendar year. It was a lunar calendar year before it was a Hebrew lunar calendar year, but we were commanded by the Most High, starting when we were leaving Egypt, to follow the cycles of the moon. So, this is the Hebrew calendar year, or lunar calendar year, whichever you want to say, of 5778. We're going to go back now 3,540 years. Actually, there's something else that I want to that was not brought out here, because that this is referring to the our people as a whole. But a very historic event took place in the Hebrew calendar year 1948. That was the birth of Avraham Avinu, Abraham the patriarch. And then the year 2048 was the birth of his son, Yitzhak, Isaac. Also to mention, although it's not related to the year, that Avraham was a student of Noach, Ish Tzadik, the righteous Noach, and just something which, again, bears out the special nature of eight, that Avraham, according to oral tradition, was 58 years old when Noach, the righteous Noach Ish Tzadik, passed on. But from the calendar perspective, in addition to what I quote is what transpired in 1948 and 2048, Hebrew calendar, from the, and these years are enumerated from the beginning of the original genesis of original human being, Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, the original stewards of the earth, our common ancestor, all 7 billion plus of us human stewards. In the Hebrew calendar year of 2238, was the beginning of the exile in Egypt, Galus Mitzrayim. In the year 2448, the nation of Israel left Egypt. In 2000, and also that it happened to be that in the year 2448, the nation of Israel received the Torah as we have today, all the written oral Torah traditions. In the year 2448, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, entered Eretz Yisrael, previously known as the land of Canaan. And that's a whole story in itself. Why did it transform from the land of Canaan to the land of Eretz Yisrael? Unfortunately, or actually it's fortunately, Baruch Hashem, in the year 2928 in the Hebrew calendar year, the first Beis HaMikdash was built. And to our great pain, 410 years later, in the Hebrew calendar year of 3,338 years, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we went into our first exile as a people, known as the Gullus of Babel, of Babylon, exile of Babylon, Babylon in exile. However, 70 years later, in the Hebrew calendar year of 3,408, the second temple was built, which would be about 2,370 years ago. And then 420 years later, in the Hebrew calendar date of 3,828, which is now almost 1,950 years ago, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we entered the Golas of Edom, the Edomite exile which you are still languishing in, to a redeemed. However, this little teaching here concludes, that was shared with me by a Rav and also a good friend, in 5078, may we merit that the third temple be built with the final redemption. So that's basically it, blessed souls. I hope I didn't scare anyone when you'll hear this, of the air raid siren, because I think some people are thinking it's the end of the world. No, it's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of a new world where, as the Rambam talks about, as tomorrow night we'll be in the Lubavitch community and Torah and communities around the world, we'll be learning. But this, the in the end of the learning of the cycle of a chapter a day of Rambam, along with those who learn three chapters of Rambam a day, along with those who learn the Sefer Mitzvahs, the book of Rambam's enumeration of mitzvahs. And I'd just like to mention that Rambam concludes in the final halacha, two halachas, two laws of the laws of kings, of Israeli kings and their wars, that the sages and the prophets did not yearn for the messianic era in order to have dominion over the entire world, to rule over the Gentiles, to be exalted by the nations, or to eat, drink, and celebrate. Rather, they desire to be free to involve themselves in Torah and wisdom without any pressures or disturbances. They merit the world to come. And this is something Rambam said that he elaborated on in the laws of Tshuva, Hilchos Tshuva, chapter 9, verse 2. The Rambam goes on to conclude, in that era, there will be neither famine or war, envy or competition, for good will flow and all delights will be freely available as dust. And the occupation of the entire world, which includes all the Bnei Noach, 7 billion plus human inhabitants, will be solely to know Creator. And the children of Israel will be great sages, knowing the hidden matters, grasping the knowledge of their Creator as according to the full extent of human potential. As it says in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 9, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Creator as the waters covered the ocean bed. May, in fact, we see this manifest in a way of a havachad, one love, goralachad, one destiny, kolonah, for all is badachinim, darkish shalom, a peaceful and pleasant way, v'hamshik b'ez Hashem yisparech, and this is your local international cyber source, Torah activist, Torah askan, Zanzer Zegubin, reminding everyone that when the day is done, let his name be one. Helping us get back home at the end of this program conclusion to create foster brotherhood and not confusion is David Dome, and let his name be one. Take care, everyone.
Let's even be there.